I'm speaking with Rufus Ferguson, a leading jazz musician and educator in the Kalamazoo community. Full disclosure, I have enjoyed being part of an ensemble led by Mr. Ferguson. Rufus's trio will offer a concert in honor of Juneteenth on Friday, the day of. It will be streamed live through a partnership by the Gilmore Education Department and the Public Media Network. So, Rufus, it is great to hear you again. Who all will be performing with you on Friday?
So, of course, I'll be performing. And then I have one of Michigan's most amazing sax players, originally coming from Philly, but he's an MSU grad, Temple University grad, Seth Ebersole. And he also works here in the Kalamazoo community. And then I have the amazing John A. Bear, who is the bass player for the renowned Grammy-nominated Fred Hurst Trio.
That is quite an exciting lineup, as you said. about how long is the program that you've planned?
It's going to be about 45 to 50 minutes, and we're just kind of highlight Black American composers, specifically in the jazz idiom.
Oh, before we get to the music, let's talk about Juneteenth. Can you tell us the history behind this holiday?
So Juneteenth is the day that the last slaves in America were emancipated. So it's a very important day. And if my dates and math are correct, emancipation happened 2 years prior to that year, but the last slaves in America were not actually officially free, let go from where they are, where they were until Juneteenth or June 19th. And so that day is specifically important for the Black community because it was the first day that signified all of us being free from that specific type of oppression. It's not a well-known holiday outside of the Black community, unfortunately, but it is a very important holiday for us. And you will find many of us in our communities, in our specific places that we love to gather, celebrating this day. Because just like July 4th is Independence Day for America, even then we were not free. But this is our time where we really celebrate our freedom that was promised to us, and free from that specific type of oppression, of course. We all know it's still happening, even to this day, but we still want to take that time to celebrate that day for our ancestors.
Are there any specific musical traditions that go along with Juneteenth?
Not specifically. I mean, Black music is has such an array of forms. You know, we have R&B, we have blues, we have rock and roll, we have gospel, of course, we have jazz. And so depending on where you are, of course, music also in the Black community is specific to specific regions. So specific areas or specific regions of the country will celebrate with a specific type of music. You know, you go to New Orleans and you hear Zydeco. And you can hear jazz in New York. You may go to the Detroit scene, and it's a very heavily gospel area. So you may hear gospel artists singing out from the crowd. So it depends. It really depends. But there's no specific type of music that you'll hear on Juneteenth, except for the fact that you will hear Black music.
So it's up to you as the music director, and maybe you checked in with your fellow musicians on this, but what were some of the ideas that you came up with to celebrate this holiday?
So we're going to highlight mainly composers, Black composers in jazz. Everyone knows, of course, in this community and in this region and beyond, I am a jazz pianist. And so we wanted to take this time to honor it through jazz. But I've honored it in other ways, you know, gospel and R&B, but this time we're going to honor it in jazz. And we're going to highlight some prolific composers in our music. And unlike other genres of music, you know, even specifically talking classical, most of our composers are also the guys on the bandstand. So the names that you'll hear, you know, Cedar Walton and Miles Davis, John Coltrane and Wayne Shorter, these are guys we know as great players. But, of course, they were amazing writers, amazing composers of the music, and they highlighted a lot of the things that African-Americans go through in this country, even in our personal lives. They highlighted a lot of those things in the music. And so we're going to pick specific artists and pieces that are going to highlight Black America.
This is high level music. Not easy to master some of these compositions.
Yeah, I mean, anything John Coltrane is going to be hard to master. Great to listen to, but a lot more work to actually do it. So the guys I have with me, of course, Seth and John, I consider them masters of this music for sure. So they'll be mastering it, and I'll be along for the ride.
Finally, this has been a unbelievably revolutionary time, a painful time. Do you think that being a musician and knowing how to work with your art form is helpful at all to you in responding to pain and grieving and anger over the murder of George Floyd and other recent events that we're processing? Is there any solace in being a musician here?
Yes, there is. I mean, music is our art form, and art is takes different forms, but it is our way of expressing ourselves. So I think each musician, especially, you know, African-American and Black musicians, are using this time to really allow our music, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, jazz, gospel, R&B, we're using this time to allow our music to heal not only ourselves, but our communities. You know, in our communities, anytime you see us get together, 9 times out of 10, there's some type of music being played. So music is a type of art form that really heals us. It brings us together. And in this time that everything is going on with George Floyd and police brutality and racism in this country, we're really using music and all forms of Black to really heal ourselves as well as our communities.